The Too Lazy to Register an Account podcast episode number 1308. Today is the 27th of September 2021, and I'm your host, Cody. Thanks for joining us. Let's get to it with today's topic, how to make your spiral cake look like $1 million.
First, a short message from our sponsors. Our sponsors today are
the PodBot app. Create your own podcast today using artificial intelligence. PodBot.ai offers the easiest way to create your own one-of-a-kind podcast. Do you have something to say to the world, but lack the time, energy, knowledge, skills, talent and charisma to record your thoughts and publish your own podcast? Well, now you can use a neural network to automatically collect information for you, generate unique content using OpenAI's natural language model, and then put it all together using text-to-speech technology powered by machine learning. So your lazy ass doesn't have to do much at all. Try it today on podbot.ai, you lazy bastard. Okay, let's get to it.
I think I'll heed the advice of other reviewers and chill the icing before I put the cake on. If you notice that there is still a lot of frosting left, use a bundled cake tin. By cooling, the cake will last longer, but this time it will not be as moist or as good as on previous occasions when I used cakes. If you want to keep your cooked cake in the refrigerator, wrap it in cling film and keep it in the refrigerator for at least 3 days. This eliminates the need to bake a lava cake, and by the time it is ready, it will be ready to jump out of the oven. Just be aware that it will still be a chocolate cake with a melted center ready to eat. The key to the success of the lava is to get the chocolate cakes out of the oven at the right time. You know when your chocolate melted lava cake is ready, when the edges are cooked through and the center rises and is set. Before serving, the lava cake should continue to cook through the middle while it sits. If the toppings are a little tasty and have trouble keeping them on the sides of the cake, they are fine on the top layer. You can double the kebab size by sticking a toothpick in the side of the cake and it should come out with a few moist crumbs in the middle, even if the cake is still moist. If you imagine the end of the pulley, it is smaller than it should be, so you can put the two together and go from a slice of cake to an outdoor wedge. If your product is too big to bridge the gap, it will reach the center of gravity of the product and you will not know it is happening. If it is sensitive to being in a glass for a little too long, or if it cools down too much during the curing process, you will have problems. Every time you try to transport crab cakes from conveyor belt to conveyor belt, you will have a great chance that you will end up trying to make the transfer perfect. Traditional conveyor belts, of which we have built a ton, are not wrong, but you will always have a drive where you have to go through a gap. The side drive technology has reached a point where it is no longer necessary to drive through the belt. But from a voltage perspective, a side drive keeps the belt running. In addition to the fun of the fiend, Weeha 717077732 ball ends with hexagonal inserts and bits are like a hat that fits most small animals. They are slimming, controlled shapes that you have to see to believe. A picture is worth 1,000 words, and a pound of cake can be worth millions of dollars. Bride and groom we've seen before, but this new life-size bride is by British designer Debbie Wingham. A few times a year, Ford sets off from his home in Gainesville, Florida, the center of one of India's largest Hare Krishna communities, for Mayapur to see his entry fee. During the trip, he will also stop in South Africa, where the mission will spend the remainder of the $90 million budget to complete the temples. Ford finished the restoration of Fisher Mansion, now known as the Bhaktivedanta Cultural Center in Detroit, for its grand reopening. It was a great showcase for a religious movement that was struggling with significant demons. On that day, May 25, 1983, Ford's parents watched as the mayor of Detroit presented him with a civic award. MGM made two more Ziegfeld films, one entitled, Ziegfeld Girl, starring James Stewart, Judy Garland, Hedy Lamarr and Lana Turner, and another that recreated footage from Ziegfeld in 1946 titled, Zeman's Folly, starring Vincent Minnelli. Leonard, a film director specializing in melodramas and musicals, has anchored the music for the film with works by Walter Donaldson and Irving Berlin, as well as lyricist Harold Adamson. The extravagant dance ensemble sequence was choreographed by Seymour Felix and Adamson and included the song sequence, Pretty Girl Melody. Up to 180 actors were involved in the scene, including singers, dancers and musicians. The Pretty Girl is Like a Melody set, also known as Wedding Cake, lasted several weeks of shooting and is said to have cost $220,000 at the time. As part of its ongoing commitment to promote racial and economic justice in the San Francisco Bay Area, The city of San Francisco today announced that it will provide grants of $11.5 million to 140 San Francisco-based organizations. The Unitary Council is one of 140 beneficiaries of the funds, which fall under the Pathways category. The Mayapur Center is a kind of Vatican City for the Hare Krishna community, but the community itself remains fragmented. Most of the
original gurus who decided to continue Prabhupada's work have lost their posts and left the community.
This is all for today, guys. My name is Cody and I appreciate your attention. Please join me for the next episode of the Too Lazy to Register an Account podcast and share this podcast with your friends if you enjoyed it. Thanks, bye bye.